The clock says 2:35, so I think we can legally resume. Welcome, everyone. First item, doing the roll call. So please bear with me as I go through the names again. Please indicate your presence by saying aye. Peter Lisi, chair of the board, present. Mike Angelini. No. Lawrence Davis.
Present.
Thank you. Steve Elbaum?
Here.
Thank you. Daryl Hill?
Present.
Thank you. Kimberly Kennison?
Present.
Susan Martin?
Present. Sorry.
Okay. Alan Matamana? No. And Mark Vahalik? No. Okay. Chief of CDC staff, Jeanette Weldon?
Present.
Rebecca Oblett.
Here.
Denise Aguilera. Denise?
Here.
Kevin Berry. Kevin. Rob Blake. Dan Junji. Bob Jandrow. Krista Johnson. Dan Kurowski.
Present.
Andrew Quashank. Charlie Levin. Joanne Mekowitz.
Present.
Michael Morris.
Present.
Thank you. Marlene Pagan. Dave Pantaleo. Cynthia Peoples.
Present.
Thank you. Julia Polano. Kara Stewart.
Here.
Betty Sugarman Weintraub. Thank you. Is there anyone who was present who I did not name, I didn't call? All right. Thank you very much. And similar to our last meeting, individuals are asked to state their name and title, if applicable, before speaking during the meeting, and votes will be taken by roll call unless the vote is unanimous. So with that, first item of business is a review and hopefully approval of our minutes from June 15th. As is our custom, I hope folks have had a chance to look at them. Is there a motion to accept the minutes from the Chief of CDC meeting on June 15th?
Move adoption.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. So we have a motion to, motion's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes from June 15th. Are there any discussion? Is there any discussion? Any comments, any edits, any corrections?
Here, Steve Elbaum, I was absent, so I'll abstain.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Anyone else?
I will be abstaining, Kim Kennison.
All right. Anyone else? Okay, motion's been made to approve the minutes as presented. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And abstentions, Kimberly and Steve Elbaum. Anyone else? Thank you, motion carries. The next item of business is the election of the chair and vice chair, chief of CDC. I'll let someone else make the motion, seeing as I'm on the ballot, then we can have a discussion. Is there a motion to accept staff's, well, I guess it's not a recommendation, but the election of the chair and vice chair, myself and Mike Angelini?
So moved.
Thank you.
Can I do that?
I think you can. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to elect myself and Mike Angelini as chair and vice chair. Any discussion? Questions?
Thank you for your service.
Criticisms, whatever.
Anything? Thank you for your service.
You're very welcome, Kimberly. Thank you. All right, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
Nope. Aye.
Any abstentions? Thank you. Motion carries. All right, Dan, the annual report, please.
Staff would like to present the annual report to the board. This report, required by the bylaws of Chief CBC, presents an overview of the organization and a summary of its activities and its planned activities. A couple of highlights from this year's report regarding our activities. Our efforts to establish a Connecticut New Market Tax Credit was more successful this year. We were able to get the bill voted out of committee. Also, we began to develop procedures to track our community impact of some of our programs. We first implemented those procedures with the Revolving Loan Fund and have plans to develop similar procedures for bonding program in the coming months. For fiscal year 23, we are planning on continuing to advocate legislation that will create a financial resource for nonprofits that serve Connecticut's low-income communities, including the Connecticut New Markets Tax Credit Program. Also, we want to further our efforts to bring federal New Market Tax Credits to Connecticut by hosting an educational workshop and expanding our project pipeline of quality projects. Attached to the report is an excerpt from the Chief of Audit with Chief of CBC Financials. For fiscal year 2022, our only expense was $6,000 for support services. All but $51 of this was for Chief of Services provided by his employees. So Chief of CBC's net position as of fiscal year end is negative $289,000. Also required by the IRS, there is copies of responses for the Form 990N attached as well, and these responses would be submitted electronically to the IRS on their website. So staff requests the board's approval of the annual report, the audited financial statements, and the Form 990N responses. Are there any questions?
I have one. The negative $200,000 number, what was that?
Negative $289,000. What is it?
It's all the costs that CHIPA has paid on behalf of the CDC. So it's due to CHIPA.
Yes.
Dan, this is Peter. Could you remind me, the CDC allocation comes out of the Treasury Department, is that correct?
Yes.
And is there any indication as to if that allocation is going to be increased or decreased or remain the same, in the foreseeable future?
Last cycle, last year they increased the allocation from 3.5 to 5 billion annually for the next 5 years. I think right now, with the way the market is, I think 5 billion is probably going to be where they stand for the next few years. And beyond that, I think there's a focus now to get the program permanent rather than 5-year intervals.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions for Dan or anyone on the CDC annual report?
Where will the funds come from to offset the loss, the negative net position? Upcoming funds?
Yeah, the funds hopefully will come from future allocations and new market tax credits and revenues produced as a result of that.
Anything else? All right. Motion's been made and seconded to accept the staff's annual report on Chief of CDC for fiscal 22. If there are no other questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 There's anyone opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. Motion carries. Annual report is adopted. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
And I guess, is there any other business anyone would like to bring forward? Anything for the good of the cause?
Move adjournment.
Well, just before we get to that, I just want to say again, I'm sorry I couldn't be there in person. I don't need to, but I feel compelled in the spirit of transparency and full disclosure. I should have been there, but my wife and I are taking an overseas trip next Tuesday. And we're really doing our best to kind of hunker down and avoid any potential.
You should.
COVID. So that's the only reason I'm not there. I apologize. I know this wasn't ideal, but I will look forward to seeing everyone in October. So anyway, if there's a motion to adjourn, I'm happy to bang the gavel. All those in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Enjoy your trip.